Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation on the KRLD Newsline. And Margaret, big show coming up on Sunday. We always appreciate your time.
It's great to be with you.
Former President Donald Trump, he's going to be just south of us in Waco, actually tomorrow, kind of helping to kick off his presidential campaign. This is all coming in the wake of him saying he was going to get arrested this week. That has not happened. Where do we stand?
That's right. The former president's prediction of his imminent arrest appears to be wrong, at least in terms of timing. And the former president is also warning of death and destruction if he actually is charged in that Manhattan criminal case. What we know is that's not coming this week. We pushed into next week a decision by the grand jury, and we will have some reporting Sunday on the latest of what's happening with that Manhattan district attorney and his decision on what to do next. His name is Alvin Bragg, and former President Trump has really put a target on him, in a way that many are questioning, is this indictment inevitable at this point, as the former president continues to indicate? Is the case solid? And what would an indictment of a former president of the United States for the first time ever actually look like? So we are in unprecedented legal territory, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's something that we'll be watching very closely next week, as I know you will be as well. Meanwhile, also the Fed goes ahead and raises the interest rate a quarter of a percent one more time. That's despite the recent bank failures. I know that this will be a topic of conversation as talk with the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis.
That's right. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates another quarter of a percentage point, really indicating that despite the turmoil in the banking system, they want to continue that fight against inflation in the way they've been indicating. They're sticking with their plan. Although the Federal Reserve chair also said because of the banking crisis, credit may be tightening, meaning it might be harder for you to go out and get a loan right now. And that may have the effect of slowing down the economy ultimately. So it could adjust for what the Federal Reserve does next. We'll talk to Neil Kashkari about that. He is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank out in Minneapolis, as you said. He also, though, has some really interesting history because he helped put together that rescue plan back in 2008 in that financial crisis to stabilize America's biggest financial institution. So we want to get his perspective on where we are now, with this nervousness following the failure of those two banks.
That'll be great conversation. And also you'll have Senator Mark Warner on, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. What are the topics there?
We will. We have Senator Mark Warner on to talk about, among many things, his proposal that the White House has endorsed in terms of how to proceed with apps like TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, along with U.S. private equity firms. It would give the option to the White House of issuing a ban or forcing a sale. We want to talk to him about what the CEO of TikTok actually accomplished on Capitol Hill and what was a brutal interrogation yesterday from both Democrats and Republicans. This app is on the phones of 150 million Americans. It is very popular. And so that is one factor in the calculus here. As the U.S. government says, this is a national security risk to have this ability company employees in Beijing, for example, be able to access data of Americans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.